Owner Donald Sterling was absent from his usual courtside seat as the Clippers faced the Golden State Warriors in a playoff game Sunday in Oakland, California. Team members staged a silent protest wearing their warm-up jerseys inside out to hide the team's logo. Sterling is a Los Angeles real estate magnate, and an audio tape released Friday on the website TMZ features a man, allegedly Sterling, making derogatory comments about African Americans, including former NBA star Magic Johnson. Johnson says Sterling should sell the team.
If he doesn't like African Americans and you're in a league that's over 70% African Americans,
fans were outraged, and even President Barack Obama weighed in, speaking with reporters in Malaysia on his Asian trip.
When ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk, and that's what happened here.
NBA officials may announce possible sanctions against Sterling on Tuesday. At Staples Center, the Los Angeles Clippers' home arena, tourists pose at statues of the NBA's great players. Gail Parasram of Florida feels anger.
It really saddens me to know that there's still people like him with that mindset after all this country has been through.
Fans worry that the media attention around Sterling is bad for the sport. John Robinson is here with his girlfriend from Northern California.
You know, championship caliber team, it's sad. It's really sad and disappointing. And I thought, you know, to think that he would, you know, be more professional, especially as an owner of a franchise for National Basketball Association.
This family from Atlanta feels dismay but not surprise to encounter racist language, says daughter Kelly Aaron.
We are at a time where there's still some of that going on. It's a little bit more subtle, but, you know, it still happens.
The Players Association wants action, says former NBA Player Association spokesman and Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson.
There's absolutely no place in the NBA family for ignorance, intolerance, reprehensible comments.
Sterling has not denied that the recorded voice is his. NBA officials are investigating. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.